Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes. Brand new show, Tired Old Comp Here.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're still in our lockdown mode at Joy, so we're coming to you from our individual quarantine pods right across metropolitan Melbourne rather than our beloved Bourke Street studios. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQA plus radio station. You've landed here on episode 33 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, but the person dinging tonight's dong is located actual kilometres away in Melbourne's inner west, wrapped inside a blanket, inside a large refrigerator box she calls home. She is, of course, Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator, delighted with the pronouns she and her, and batting for Team L last time I checked in with her. It's Gay Gailey Davidson. Gay Gail, you are the smartest girl in the room, so I'd like to give you a question without notice at this time of the show. Scientists have compiled a list of the 10 worst-smelling things ever.
Oh.
As you would know, coming in at number two is the durian fruit of Singapore, which I have eaten and pooped out of myself as well, and it smells bad both ways. But what do you think is the number one worst-smelling thing of all time?
Gee, worse than durian. Mm. That's a big call, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something that comes out of your belly button.
My belly button or one's belly button?
No, yours. Yours specifically.
Incorrect, Gail. It is, in fact, Uranus.
Mine?
Yes. Astronomers have discovered that there's a layer of hydrogen sulfide all around Uranus, and that makes it smell like rotten egg gas. It would be uninhabitable due to the smell alone.
And that's Uranus. Uranus smells.
Uranus is the worst smelling thing on the world, Gail. Gail, social distancing restrictions in the state of Victoria are relaxing, as you know, but not enough for us to break out of our COVID bubbles and head back into the studio, so we've tweaked the formula yet again to give our listeners something quite different. In a spin-off of the Pop Quiz you know and love, we're bringing you Pop Quarantiers. It's Joylebrity versus Joylebrity via the medium of internet broadcasting. We've picked two of Joy's most beloved broadcasters to go head-to-head, testing their wits against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop. So tell us, Gail, who's our first Joylebrity tonight?
Dee, our first cab off the Joy rank this evening is a favourite of Joysters both on and off air. He has been known to hang around Joy for years and is about to chalk up his 8th on-air anniversary. He was born in Bacchus Marsh in 1944 and raised in the beautiful Victorian hamlet of Balan, going on to win the coveted Miss Balan crown in 1962, a victory he says was due to his beautiful legs in a tennis skirt. Sadly, we don't have time in this half-hour format to unpack that fully, so we'll just have to leave it there. You may well recall his voice as an on-air contributor and front desk man for the lovely Chris and Cam of CNC Drive Factory, and Ben as a regular on the Dano and Mason Drive Show for some years. He says he has a trivia black hole in the 70s, which he blames on the fact that he got married, settled down and had children in that decade. But his kids are all grown up now, so he's finally here with us. Rolling with the pronouns he and him and batting for Team G since 1982, he's approximately one half of the wildly successful Joy program Yesterday Once More. His mother called him Robert, but we know him as Robbie Rockstar.
Hey, welcome, Robbie. Welcome to Joy 94.9. Good to have you on air
during
the week.
Thank you. That was a wonderful introduction.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks, Gay Gailey, for that beautiful intro, and welcome, Robbie. Taking on Robbie tonight is his friend and on-air partner of nearly 8 years, a truly national treasure. She was born in Sydney, raised in Brisbane, and moved to Darwin to pursue a career as a hairdresser. Not to be outdone by Miss Balan over here, she legit was crowned second runner-up in the 1969 Miss Darwin pageant. She dropped the bucket of perming solution to walk into a career as an academic, and credits the actual Sam Newman with her decision to move to Melbourne in 1979. She met Robbie at Victoria University back in the day where they were both lecturers, and they cemented their friendship when she talked him into joining her weekly trivia team at the Mount Erica pub. They share a love of music from the 50s through to the 80s, but she's able to fill in the bits of the 70s music trivia that Robbie has clearly blanked out. And yes, she can still do a mean cut and colour in her spare time, rolling with the pronouns she and her, and carrying the flag for Team Ally tonight. It's hands down the most stylish woman at Joy. It's Wendy Mossy Moss.
Ooh, thank you.
So lovely to have you here, Wendy. Now,
thank you very much for asking us. Yeah.
Sam Newman, please explain.
Oh, well, he was running a company down here, and my partner and I were brought down to take over the company from Sam Newman. So he was the first person I met and had dinner with when I came to Melbourne. No romance.
Oh, I just thought that was going to be much more salacious than that.
That's really the best answer to that question, I have to say.
He was a good looker in his day, though.
Yeah,
I
know, sure.
He thinks so. Well,
I think his original face was apparently wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you wouldn't have seen it, would you?
I understand the term second runner-up really means third place, doesn't it?
Yes, but second runner-up sounds so much better than third, don't you think?
Well, no, the thing that was surprising me that in Darwin in 1969 there were two girls better looking than you, I find that hard to believe.
Wasn't just based on looks.
Oh.
You're right, they were pretty good looking.
Okay. Oh. Robbie, you're coming up for 8 years on Yesterday once more.
Yeah.
Can you explain to my listeners how the show works?
Every week we do a lot of research and we come up with 12 songs around a theme, and we take music from, as you said before, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and a little toe in the 80s.
Which is all you need in the 80s, in my opinion. That's quite enough. Robbie has some pretty off-taste in music, as I understand it, Mossy.
Well, he drags up these things that we've never heard of.
No.
He's got this little treasure chest.
I call it from the crypt.
He's got this little treasure chest of things that nobody's had. But anyway, some of them turn out to be quite good, surprisingly.
Well, that's right. You've got to open your mind, Mossy.
Mossy keeps saying, I've never heard of that song. And when it plays, straight away she knows it.
Yeah.
I'm singing it. I just never knew its title. Yeah.
Have you managed to do a special one on the 70s songs that Robbie missed? That'd be a good theme for a week.
There you go. Well, that would take ages because there are so many.
The show is, of course, Sundays at 5 o'clock. It's called Yesterday Once More, and you can always go and binge listen to all of their shows on the joy.org.au website, as Gail and I did, to get a good sense of how this is going to go. Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop queers adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
Hopefully as planned, Dee. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, girl. Whatever could it be from our gift shop tonight?
Dee, we're on a roll with our ISO prizes, and tonight's is an appropriate reward for a couple of musicologists. We have dipped into our long play album stash to bring you the 1977 debut studio album of the one and only Leif Garrett. Packed with not one single original song, you can marvel at his lustrous hair and equally hairless chest.
And package.
Or you can just have a good old look at his super tight pants, which Dee described as divide and conquer. We can only presume he has 1970s-induced sterility. There will never be a Leif Garrett, so it's not all bad news. Let the battles begin.
So, Robbie and Mossy, when you know the answer to the question, you'll raise your hand. Gail will call your name before you answer.
Correct.
Gail, let's get your dong out and ding it super hard because it's time for round one.
Round one is News of the Week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Everything old is news again when your time starts.
Now, which so-called architect of rock and roll passed away this week?
Wendy?
Little Richard.
Correct.
Which Sydney shock jock has announced his retirement?
Wendy.
Alan Jones.
Correct.
Which world leader has been tweeting about Obamagate?
Robert.
Donald Trump.
Correct.
Which woman credited as creating modern nursing would have turned 200?
Oh, Wendy.
Florence Nightingale. Who's this Wendy?
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon, Mossy. Florence Nightingale, happy birthday, 200.
Yes.
Shows what healthy living can do for you.
Why is Elon Musk suing the Californian government?
Curveball. Nobody's got nothing.
No, don't know that.
Bum, bum.
They won't let him reopen his Tesla plant due to the lockdown.
Yes.
He just went ahead and opened it despite restrictions. So good. Watch that space.
Bless him. What metric are the University of Sydney's Veterinary Hospital using to show how far apart you should stay when social distancing? Is it going to be animal-based?
Robbie?
1.5 metres.
No, it's actually four koalas. Please stay four koalas apart.
Four koalas apart.
At all times.
You're right.
How many people are Victorians now allowed to have over for a visit at their home? Robbie was up first.
Robbie?
Five.
Correct.
US actor Jerry Stiller passed away this week. Which iconic sitcom was he known for?
Robbie?
Seinfeld.
Yes, you are correct.
Festivus.
George's dad.
China has accused Australia of dumping what grain export in Asia?
Wendy?
Barley.
Mossy? Barley is correct.
Since speculation that he's sick or even dead, there are rumours that body doubles are being used in place of which world leader?
Robbie?
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, I know.
Final question this round,
by the way,
before time runs out. Final question, who confounded the internet by naming their baby X-A12, which is written entirely in symbols?
Yeah.
We've already mentioned him.
See above.
It's Elon Musk and his partner, whose name seems to be Grimes, for some reason.
That brings us to the end of round one. Gailey, have you been tallying the scores as we've been going along?
Have I ever, Dee, and you'll not believe it. We have an actual human draw with both of them on four.
Congratulations, guys.
Woohoo!
Big round of applause there. Okay, Gail, it seems tight and terrific. Let's push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Love, Love, My Do, where we test your knowledge of the phenomenon that was the Beatles. Aww. Don't let me down when your time starts now.
Which song contains the lyrics, "His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy."
I am willing to sing songs if it comes to that.
Go for it, Gail.
Help us out.
Give us a tune.
Her name was McGill and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Mossy?
I was thinking of Bungalow Bill.
No, you're on the right kind of alliteration, but it's Rocky Raccoon.
Ah, of course it is.
Gail can't sing, so let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that it was not helpful.
Question two.
Let's just run out and say it, Mossy.
Yeah. Rocky Raccoon, yes.
That's right.
There we go.
I'm pretty sure that's what I was doing, but anyway.
Let's just proceed through this round knowing that I hate the Beatles. I hated them then, and I hate them now. What was the phrase used to describe the extreme fandom of the band?
Robbie?
Beatlemania.
Correct.
Who was the original drummer for the band?
Mossy?
Pete Best.
Correct.
Still the best. On the cover of Abbey Road album, who was the only Beatle without a beard?
Mossy?
George?
Incorrect. Robbie for the steal.
Ringo.
Incorrect. Oh. I mean, you had four to pick out of.
That's right.
It was Paul.
Why did the BBC ban I Am the Walrus?
I have no idea on that one.
Chukuk choo. It was for the lines "pornographic priestess" and "let your knickers down."
Ooh.
apparently knickers was not allowed on the BBC.
Not just take your knickers off, but let your knickers down.
Let your knickers down. Just let them. You know they want to come down.
I'm going to use that in a very sexual context at some point.
You're allowed to have pornographic princesses.
That's right.
We just wanted you to say that on air. That's all. Which of the Beatles did some fans believe had died and been replaced by a double?
Robbie.
Paul McCartney.
Correct.
For what crime was Paul McCartney deported from Germany in 1960?
Mossy.
Oh, no, sorry. I was thinking the one in Japan. Having dope?
Incorrect. Robbie, for the steal.
Steal it, Robbie.
No, don't know.
Make up something.
It's a good one. Arson. He and Pete Best set fire to a condom in a hallway.
And got deported for it. Which Beatle was the first person to appear on the cover of the first Rolling Stone magazine in 1967?
John Lennon?
Correct.
Question 10. Which is the only day of the week not mentioned in the Beatles song Lady Madonna? Lady Madonna.
Sunday?
Incorrect. Robbie?
Saturday.
Correct.
Really? I was going to go for Wednesday.
Gee, you really know your Beatles, don't you?
Mad for them. What is the Beatles' most successful single with worldwide sales of over...
Robbie?
Hey, Jude.
Incorrect.
With sales of over 12 million for the Steel Mossy?
Yesterday?
Incorrect. I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh,
coincidentally, gosh. Is the answer.
Who played lead guitar on While My Guitar Gently Weeps? Mossy.
Mossy.
George Harrison.
Incorrect.
It was for the steal,
not
Robbie.
A Beatle.
Can I have another go?
Do you have one in
you
your Robbie?
Robbie?
No.
Eric Clapton?
Correct.
I'll give you that. Question 13, coming to the pointy end now. What is Penny Lane?
Mossy?
It's an area in London.
That's not the answer I have.
No. Okay.
Robbie, do you know what Penny Lane is?
No.
Robbie's asleep.
It's the bus terminal that John and Paul use to get to each other's houses.
That's right, yes.
Two questions remain. Question 14. The song Dear Prudence was written for the sister of which actress who later married Woody Allen?
Mossy?
Mia Farrow?
Correct.
Final question. Which Beatle is the oldest?
Mossy?
I was going to say Paul, but it's not.
Robbie?
Well, there's only one left, so he's got to be.
Bingo.
Yes, that's the thing. Which one was born earliest or which one is now the eldest? Gail.
No.
Born
which one
earliest.
Was the oldest when they were the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
John Lennon. Yes.
It was, in fact, Ringo.
Oh.
Who's the oldest?
Wow. What a controversial end to round two, Gail.
No, we love it.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. It's our Pop Quarantiers version. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined via the magic of the internets by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson. We're halfway through a heater battle between Robbie Rockstar and Wendy Mossy Moss, the hosts of Joy's own long-running music program, Yesterday Once More, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Joy 94.9. It's a show that profiles music from the 50s, 60s and 70s with a tiny toe dipping into the 80s occasionally. Gail, why don't we check out what's happened at the end of round two?
Well, it's getting exciting. Robbie has stepped forward to 7, but Mossy is eked forward to 8.
It's so tight. I think this round three, will sort the wheat from the chaff, no, Gail?
Won't it? Mixing it up with this round, it's multiple choice, so you'll get your own set of questions, so unhand your hand. This week, we're playing a game we call Know Your Show, where we test your knowledge of your very own show, Yesterday Once More. Win a point for each correct answer. Robbie Rockstar won the toss and has elected to answer first. How embarrassing if you lose this round when your time starts.
Now, these questions for you, Robbie. Question 1. Which brothers were featured in your siblings episode? Was it A, the Wright brothers, B, the Grimm brothers, or C, the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Correct.
Which song was in your episode Nonsense Titles? Was it A, Rattus Tattus, B, Dum Dum Diddly Dum, or C, Ping Pong Pandemonium?
Dum Dum, Brenda Lee.
It was Brenda Lee. Very, very good.
Question three. In the episode One Word Title, who sings Fever? Was it A, Nancy Sinatra, B, Eartha Kitt, or C, Peggy Lee?
Peggy Lee.
It was.
Question four. Everyday objects. Did you have A, single bed, B, walk-in robe, or C, pull-out couch?
Single bed.
Single bed.
1976 by Fox. Single I love bed. That song. Exactly. Although I do wish there was a song about a pull-out couch.
From your episode, What's in a Name, which of these is the name of the band? Is it A, the Fruity Slippers, B, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, or C, Marmalade Side Table?
Or Strawberry Alarm Clock.
You are absolutely right. That's 5 for 5. They had their 1967 hit single, Incense and Peppermints, which we all know and love.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. What a great name for a band.
It's a great name, isn't it?
Now, my question's for you, Mossy. Your episode Taboo highlighted which thing we can't do in lockdown. A, hug your mama. B, go to Rio. Or C, shake my hand.
Shake my hand.
No, go to Rio.
We cannot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is
I can't shake your hand either.
And certainly not in Rio. Which song was part of your About the Body episode? Was it A, Swanky Hips, B, Lucky Lips, or C, Summer Elbows?
I'll go B, Lucky Lips.
It was Lucky Lips.
In title confusion, pop homonym, which title has been made famous by two different songs? Was it Sophia, A, B, Gloria, or C, Euphemia?
B, Gloria.
That is correct.
Laura
Brannigan and Van Morrison.
Question four for you, Wendy. In the episode Help, who sang Help is on its Way? Was it A, Mark Holden, B, Glenn Shorrock, or C, Daryl Braithwaite?
Glenn Shorrock. B.
It was Glenn Shorrock.
In my mind, correct. They're all the same man. Isn't that funny? And question five, finishing off the round, politically incorrect. Was it A, Big Head No Brains, B, Stepmother's Lament, or C, Fat Bottom Girls?
C, Fat Bottom Girls.
It was.
4 for 5. Well done.
God bless Queen.
Well done, Mossy. Gailey, how are you going at the end of round three?
Oh, look, it's neck and neck. In fact, both contestants are on 12.
Wow, that is as tight as it can get. It's what we call in the business a draw. Gailey, let's push on and head right down to round four.
Round four this week is rapid and random, and we're playing a game we call Put a Tingle in Your Jingle, where we test your knowledge of well-known Aussie advertising jingles and catchphrases. And since you asked, yes, I am willing to sing jingles if required. Win a point for each correct answer. Lucky you're with Gailey when your time starts.
Now, Louis the Watt, I'm Louis the Watt.
Robbie.
Bye.
You are.
We're happy little Watts, as bright can be.
Mossy.
Vegemite.
It softens your hands while you do the dishes. You're soaking in it.
Mossy.
Palm olive dishwashing liquid with Madge.
I'm the Milky Bar what? The Milky Bar.
Robbie?
Milkman?
No. Kid.
Guess whose mum's got a what?
Mossy.
Whirlpool.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Norm suggested life be what?
Life be in it.
Correct.
I did not get this one. When Dad brings home the meat, Mum opens up the what?
Never heard of that one.
No. Go, Gailey.
Legos.
What?
Oh.
Legos.
Legos was a product, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. When Dad brings home the meat, Mum opens up the Legos.
Hands. Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny? Yes, because I asked my partner that and she said legs. And I was like, that's disgusting. And so it is. Like chicken when?
Mossy.
Tonight.
Yes, you do.
My dad picks the fruit that goes to...
Mossy?
Cotties.
Correct.
I like it for dinner. I like it for tea. A little a day is a good recipe. What do I like?
Mossy?
Is that aeroplane jelly?
It is indeed.
Which food item thought you ought to be congratulated?
You ought to be congratulated.
Mossy?
Wasn't that the margarine?
It was. Medley.
That's right. Mm.
Aussie kids are what kids, Robbie? Rob.
Weet-Bix.
Yes, they are.
Up, up and away with what, the friendly way?
Aussie?
TAA.
Yes.
Don't we what was, uh-oh, razzmatazz an ad for?
Mossy?
Stockings.
Mm. Paul Hogan said, anyhow, have a...
Robbie?
Shrimp?
Oh, no.
Incorrect.
Long before then. Oh. Anyhow, sure. Have a...
Mossy? Was it a Winfield?
It was a Winfield.
From the corners of your mind, Wendy Moss, that came. Final question. What was the Not Happy Jan ad about?
Mossy?
Yellow Pages.
Yay!
Correct.
Wow, fantastic. Gaylee, just while we're tallying up the scores for the end of round four, let's have a word from our sponsors.
Yo, I am Lou Wall. You are listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
And you're back with Dee and Gail on Joy 94.9's Pop Queers. We're right at the pointy end of a battle between Robbie Rockstar and Wendy Mossy Moss from yesterday once more. Gaylee, are you able to tell us at this stage whether or not we have a winner?
I am indeed, Dee. Robbie did very well, got two more points and was on 14. We found Mossy's superpower, though, which is to recognise advertising jingles. She got 12 points in that one round.
Whoa!
And is now on 24.
Oh, dear. That seems like a convincing
the owner
win.
Of a beautiful Leif Garrett.
Oh,
album.
I'm That's absolutely on delighted.
That's on its way. Do you still have a turntable, Mossy?
No, I don't.
Oh, well,
there's one in the studio.
We'll throw one of those in for you, doll.
Okay,
that's on its way to you now. Brilliant. That is all we have time for. Big congratulations to both of our contestants, to Robbie and Mossy from Joy Zone yesterday once more. But a very special congratulations to Mossy for the win, the beautiful Leif Garrett album. We hope this hasn't made things awkward between the two of you going forward. Nearly at 8 years, please do let us know when you hit that milestone. You can catch both of these beautiful humans on their show Sundays from 5 on Joy, or you can head straight to joy.org.au to do some binge catch-ups. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. Don't forget to give us a like on Pop Queer's Facebook page to see behind the scenes videos, quizzes, and to be the first to get your ears around our podcast extras. I've been Dee Mason. Please remember, it's not over till it's over, so don't stop washing your hands and do not start touching your face. We'll all see you here same time next week, same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Queer's on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.